we knew day one that there was something special there.
We also hear from Sligo councillor Michael Clark, who has voiced his disapproval about payment delays to farmers.
Comes at a crucial time when farmers are sending their kids back to school and have scheduled payments.
And we'll also be joined by the newly announced FBD Young Farmer of the Year for 2023, Donegal Pedigree Sheep Farmer Duane Shields.
Starting to kick in a bit today and seeing how significant it really is.
Delighted to say now I am joined by a man who has recently enjoyed success at the recent Tullamore Shore. It is Pedigree Charity Breeder Brendan Canning. Brendan, you're welcome to AgriWeek here on Ocean FM.
Thanks very much, Roland, for having me.
So, Brendan, first of all, would you be able to give us a bit of background on the herd and the animal itself?
Well, strangely, Roland, I was transferred to this beautiful county in 1987 in my job, and I acquired some land in Ross's Point and started breeding Charley. And at that time, my acreage obviously was so small that really I got advice from a brother of mine who qualified from UCD, and his advice was to go pedigree. So fortunately, it took off from there.
And I mentioned the Tullamore Show, and I suppose that this year, 2023, you achieved success, but there's been previous success as well.
Yes, in actually 2009, we actually won three classes, and we won the junior outright female at that, and that was the start of it. And since then, it has rolled on each year since, thankfully, we have won in All-Ireland. And last Sunday week, I suppose, it all culminated in attaining the gold medal, which is the supreme champion of the breed. And ironically, it's not our first time. Not many breeders get it, but fortunately, we did. We succeeded with it in 2007 before, and it's slightly unique because the animal this time is a son of the previous winner, 2017. So the records have been checked at the moment, and apparently it has never been achieved before where a mother and son have won the gold medal.
Very good. And I suppose going back is kind of tying in the two questions, but this animal, the background of, you know, its sire and its dam, and for the listeners wondering who that is.
Interesting, because it's a combination of French crossed with British breeding. The dam was a daughter of the Paris champion in 1999, and the sire is Balmoral Vagabond. He'd be familiar to a lot of people out there. And Balmoral Vagabond is an English bull. So he was born in September 2022, and the last day in Tullamore, each animal is weighed, and he reached 620 kgs on the day, which is a very, very good conversion. A lot of work, of course, goes into it, Ronan, like in terms of he was born naturally, thankfully, and but we knew day one that there was something special there. You do know that, and like from that then, we started off with local shows, and basically he was unbeaten. But to expect, you know, your wildest dream is to get that gold medal, but going to Tullamore, any rosette is acceptable, but this was the bonus, the icing on the cake.
And when you mentioned that your brother recommended you all those years ago to go pedigree, and often the question I would ask a lot of farmers is, what are the issues facing them? What are the issues facing the pedigree breeders at this moment in time, Brendan?
Interesting. That's a very good question. I suppose if you're to look at it, we'll all complain about costs. That's for a start. The costs, yes, unbelievable, between fertiliser and, of course, feedstuffs, as we all know, right? But I suppose the biggest thing, the second thing then I'd point out would be, we're bedeviled with this stars and calving difficulty. And we're obsessed with this thing about figures. And I think it is definitely beginning to affect the breed. It definitely is. You know, people say, oh, too much muscle and that. But I also remember a northern breeder saying to me one time, he said, Brendan, I prefer looking at muscle than looking for it. The third thing I suppose then is, Ronan, the facts, and every farmer knows this on the ground, it is a drop in the suckler, in the suckler herd. And yes, the figures, I go back to the figures, which are a bit of a pain, but like that, a lot of people are looking, you know, they have jobs, and they know, not many young farmers want the aspect of calving cows. But at the end of the day, we go on the basis of quality, 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 and that's where we're going. And thankfully, Irish farmers have woken up to that, and they're buying that pedigree bull, and they're breeding. And I would encourage farmers out there to get into pedigree. You know, I'm not here to do the sales but to promote them, but to get into a pedigree, they might have a son coming along, a young lad coming along or something. There's no better occasion than to get out to a show and have an animal. And who knows, someone out there could breed that winner that we all look for. And there's nothing can match that. There's nothing can match that. But the overall thing about the problems, they're in everything in all farming. But at the end of the day, my theory is people have to eat something. And I don't think we're going to give up beef.